WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In a moment, we're going to hear this week's edition of Interval featuring part three of Francis Davis's picks of the best jazz recordings of 1982. I just want to remind you first, if you'd like a copy of his list of the best jazz recordings of 1982 or of rock critic Ken Tucker's list of the best rock records of 1982, just send us a self-addressed stamped envelope at WUHY 150 North 6th Street, Philadelphia 19106 and mail that to Fresh Air. Well, this is jazz critic Francis Davis's part three of his series on the best jazz recordings of 1982.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and the promise to be near each time you call, and the only heart I own for you and you alone. That's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime, and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all, that's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love time can never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore for now and evermore. That's all.
That's all. Shum-bum.
That's Sarah Vaughan from an LP called Crazy and Mixed Up, her newest album on Pablo with pianist Roland Hanna and guitarist Joe Pass, and an almost flawless interpretation of That's All. And I'm Francis Davis. This is Interval, today concluding my survey of 1982's best jazz albums. We have already done reissues and avant-garde LPs. Today, mainstream, the top 10 mainstream albums. And I'm not going to get bogged down in definitions of what the jazz mainstream is at this point, not here anyway. Just consider these LPs that I enjoyed, LPs I think are important for one reason or another, and wanted to include somewhere on my list. I'm pleased to be able to include two albums by vocalists among my choices for the best. The Sarah Vaughan LP we just heard a selection from, in which I think is her most relaxed and most informal session in years, and one of her very best as well. And The Glory of Alberta Hunter, the warmest and most rollicking release yet from the 87-year-old blues and cabaret singer, and that's on Columbia. Also on Columbia, though, generations removed, is the self-titled debut LP of Wynton Marsalis, the 21-year-old trumpeter, who has made quite a splash this year and last, and whose LP is on most best-of lists, I would imagine, mine certainly included, although I sometimes wonder if all this idolatry might ultimately prove to be a bad thing for Wynton Marsalis. Anyway, I also want to single out Melodic Excursions, an album of duets by tenor saxophonist George Adams and pianist Don Pullen on the Timeless label. Chet Baker and Lee Konitz in concert on Indian Navigation, for the work of both men, but most especially for the playing of altoist Lee Konitz. And another record is Make Me Smile, the Mel Lewis Orchestra, plus the Mel Lewis Orchestra plays the combinations and arrangements of Bob Brookmeyer. That's on the Finesse label. Like the George Russell LP I mentioned last week, the Lewis Brookmeyer album reminds us what a wonderful thing a big band is, and it reminds us also that gifted writers and orchestrators will never run out of things to do with a big band. I hope not, anyway. There were many fine releases by pianists in 1982, and among the ones I liked best were Joanne Brachin's trio LP, Special Identity, on the Antilles label, an album that might just as easily go on my avant-garde list, I suppose. Jackie Byard's impulsive and fanciful To Them, To Us on Soul Note, a solo album. And another piano solo album, Kenny Barron at the Piano on Xanadu Records, a definitive statement by a criminally underrated artist, and we'll be hearing a track from it in just a moment. Barron is also a member of Sphere, a quartet also including bassist Buster Williams and two Thelonious Monk alumni, drummer Ben Riley and tenor saxophonist Charlie Rass. Their first album was a Monk tribute, even the notoriously unsentimental and hard even to flatter, much less please, Thelonious Monk himself might have liked, I think. It was called 4-in-1, and it was released on Electro Musician. Well, here's the Kenny Barron track that I promised you. Kenny Barron playing Monk, not from the Sphere LP, but from his solo record, a great reading of Thelonious Monk's Mysterioso. Kenny Barron at the piano, the name of the album, and from it we heard Thelonious Monk's composition, Misterioso. So, there you have it. These last 3 weeks I've run down my choices for the best jazz records and reissues of 1982, and we'll mail you the complete list of 35 albums if you send us a stamped, self-addressed envelope and a note requesting the lists. Send it to Interval, WUHYFM, 150 North 6th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19104. I'm Francis Davis, and next week I'll get back to present tense. We'll try to keep track of what's happening in 1983 as it happens on Interval.